You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. There have been many content creators who've had their say on the OnlyFans situation and the fact that they're going to be banning adult content from October. Now, we all know there was going to be someone who was going to step in and try to fill that void, which is going to be the focus of the article that I'm going to share. However, before I get to said article, I will agree these women will jump to another platform, but that's only half of the equation that's being talked about. After I finish sharing this article, I'm going to go into the other side of the equation. So, here we have Tyga, who was deciding to start his own site, which is going to be a competitor to OnlyFans. This article was updated on the 22nd of August. What is my star? Following OnlyFans' decision to ban explicit content starting in October of 2021, Tyga decided to delete his account on the site and create a whole new platform. Set to launch in October of 2021, MyStar is OnlyFans' newest competitor. Tyga's subscription-based content service will allow the same things OnlyFans did, including sexually explicit videos for sex workers and celebrities alike, but only better. OnlyFans is known for taking a 20% cut from their creators, but MyStar will only take 10%. Why did Tyga launch MyStar? Tyga was previously known as one of OnlyFans' most popular creators and revealed that he had made several million from his $20 a month subscription. Following their decision, he then set out on this venture to give OnlyFans creators hope. Hope is a very powerful drug that so many women cling to. As the app was once known for giving workers in the adult entertainment industry a safe place to make a living. Quote unquote, I know how many people make a lot of money on OnlyFans, and that's where most of their revenue is at, Tyga told Forbes in an exclusive interview. I want to give these people, scratch that, women, hope. How do you join MyStar? Following his OnlyFans success, he launched his OnlyFans talent management company, Too Raw, in December of 2020. Tyga will now be using the company to recruit MyStar talent on an, get this, invite-only basis to start. Quote unquote, I pay attention to the culture, Tyga continued. I've always liked to be on the pulse and see what everybody's feeling. It was just curiosity. While it is unknown when users can join freely, more information will be released soon. So there you have it. There you go. Women are going to do whatever they can to be invited to join his site. However, now I'm going to talk about the big variable that a lot of commenters, I was going to say content creators, but some content creators miss this too. What is the variable? Time. Yeah, time. Now let's just have a simple case. Let's say Kim was successful on OnlyFans, and let's say she pulled in $5,000 a month through her subscriptions, through her donations and all that stuff. She posts, you know, adult content on OnlyFans. Now she's going to have to make a choice, since OnlyFans is not going to be showing her content anymore. She has all of September to try to figure out how to get invited to MyStar. So that right there involves what? Work. And let's not forget, these women on OnlyFans currently, they're not getting any younger. Oh yeah. See, that wall is going to be coming into play. So even before the wall, they still will have to find a way to get onto MyStar and then try to import their crowd from OnlyFans to MyStar, which means what? That's more time she's going to have to put in, and she's going to have to start making new content, which, guess what? That's more time. So yeah, even if these women do jump to a new platform, it's just like being downsized from a company and having to start over at another company. So yes, these women will jump to a new platform. However, they will be jumping to that new platform starting from zero. And if not zero, I would say at most 15% of what they had on OnlyFans. So yes, it's going to take them more time to rebuild their fan base. And guess what? There's going to be newer and younger content creators. So a lot of these older women, they're going to be pretty much pushed out of this market. But it would seem that a lot of women are starting to put out articles complaining that OnlyFans pretty much used them to a certain point and are now dumping them because they want to try to get a bigger bag. Isn't that ironic? Now, I'm going to slow up what I'm about to say, just so any women who might come across this video might actually understand this. Ladies, what you're experiencing from OnlyFans is exactly what men experience from you. Let me say that one more again. What OnlyFans is doing to these women is what these women do to men. It's called hypergamy. It's called OnlyFans wants a bigger bag. They're going for the bigger, better deal. So, ladies, you have fulfilled your usefulness. Now that usefulness has come to an end. So guess what? You are now experiencing Brifault's Law, the same way that you put us men through that. Us men are used to a certain point, and then you decide, you know what? I want more. So what do? You get rid of us. Oh, the irony. Understand this, ladies. The way you use men, companies use you. But see, you get to go around and say, oh, we're such victims. They used us and then they dumped us. But then in the same breath, if you do that to a man, you know what you tell us men? You need to suck it up. So guess what, ladies? Suck it up. You got what you got. You made a deal with the devil. And guess what? The devil decided that you are no longer useful. Boy, I tell you, hopefully, nah. I was going to say hopefully women would understand this, but yeah, they won't. They won't. Their short-sighted, selfish nature will not allow them to understand that. But hey, even if they do migrate over to my stars, they're going to be facing the exact same scenario. You think Tiger's gonna keep this up forever? Nope. He's gonna make his bag. Then one day, he's gonna probably shut down the site. So ladies, here you go yet again. Get prepared to get pimped out from another pimp. Oh well. Those who do not learn from history are often doomed to repeat history. Guess what, ladies? A lot of you who decide to go over here, it's going to be the same thing. And guess what? Us guys over here who see this coming, we're going to be laughing our asses off. Many content creators predicted this was going to happen. But you know what we were told? Oh, you guys are just bitter. You're jealous. You're hating. Okay. See, us men tend to have something called foresight, while you women tend to operate in hindsight. But it is what it is. And understand this. A lot of you women who are present on OnlyFans, you're not gonna make it. So guess what? Winter is still coming. Because if you think for a microsecond you're gonna jump to another site and still generate whatever income you're making on OnlyFans, that shows you how clearly delusional you truly are. Oh well. Once again, it is what it is. Let me know what you guys think. Read the article and give me your opinions on any other website that you think might try to step in and fill the OnlyFans void. And let me know your opinion on the variable of time that these women are going to have to compete against, which we all know is never in a woman's favor. And ladies, understand this. The power will eventually go out in one way, shape, or another. Feminism, your sexual liberation, and your rampant hypergamy, all of that will go out right along with it. Because as much as you say you don't need a man, guess what? Whose resources are you still trying to go after? Men's. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.